flesh. I hold on to our full feelings. I'm not dead. There's no end. My face is red. My blood.
One Chicken Tensors, Auckland WMFO 91.5. It is 1 p.m. today. Unfortunately, we're not joined by our co-host Ben Tenzer. He couldn't make it, so it'll be a chiller show because he brings so much energy here. I'll be playing way more music today, and yeah, I'll be playing some new songs. By some new artists I've been discovering lately. Yeah, but as usual, we start with Marvin Gaye. Got to Give It Up, and I'll let it play today, and then jump into the next song. Yeah. Thank you.
dreams alone with no resistance. Fading like the stars we wish to be.
just wanna fly. Lately, did you ever feel the pain in the morning rain as it soaks you to the bone? Well, maybe I just wanna fly. Wanna live but don't wanna die. Maybe I just wanna breathe. Maybe I just don't believe. Maybe you're the same as me. We see things I'll never see.
That was three songs by Oasis. That was Little by Little from the Heaven Chemistry album, Don't Go Away from Be Here Now album, and Live Forever from the Definitely Maybe album. Yeah, I was reading a little bit about Oasis. So for those clueless enough to not know about this band, they're from England, Manchester, formed 1991. They basically consisted mainly of these two brothers, Noel and Liam, who had a pretty bad relationship with each other, which eventually led to them breaking up. But yeah, it was a big thing how much, not they hated each other, but how much they fought with each other. There's a story on, so Liam is the singer, he was just the vocals, and then Noel is like the main guitarist or the lead guitarist, and they were both the main songwriters of the band. And there's this story on how they were recording one of the albums, I'm not sure which one, and Noel, which is the guitarist, is at the studio, and Liam always felt like he was wasting his time at the studio because he didn't contribute much apart from just singing and lyrics and all that, and most of the time in the studio is spent on the music. And so one day he decides to, instead of going to the studio session, recording session, to go to a local pub and get absolutely wasted, and then while wasted somehow believes that it is a good idea to go hike all the way to the studio and bring along whoever wanted to join him from the pub. So basically a bunch of drunk people going to the studio where Noel and Liam, or everyone else in Oasis, were going to be recording. So he gets there, Liam, and it's late, and there's a bunch of people in the studio, and it's like, what's going on? They start grabbing his guitar. Liam's really drunk, and some guy randomly starts playing with Noel's guitar, and Noel kind of gets like mad and hits Liam with a bat, and and he like gets down, but then like gets back up and then starts running again around Noel, and then he smashes all of Noel's guitars, and then that kind of led to a split of the band momentarily. And then a couple weeks later, Noel just walks into the studio as if nothing had happened, and then they finished the album. I tried looking for which album this was, but I couldn't find it, unfortunately. Or what year. But anyway, yeah. This fight and these things, I think, were, first of all, I mean, people say that it's because, I mean, they were siblings and it got roots back when they were much younger. But also has a lot to do with Liam's maybe insecurity on how the British critics, and Liam's insecurity on how he didn't contribute much when, I mean, he was the voice of Oasis that gives them their signature sound, in my opinion. But next up, enough of Oasis, I'm going to be playing a bit of a more recent band that I've been listening to a lot. They just released a new album. These guys are from, I think they're also from Great Britain. I think they're from Ireland, but I'm not sure. But they just released an album, 2023. These guys are Inhaler, and I'm going to start off with one song from their previous album, a very popular album. I don't know why the background music's not playing. And then I'll put two of my favorite songs from the new album. I think everyone should check it out. Anyway, enjoy.
These Love will get you there.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you just heard the amazing sound of Inhaler. That was Cheer Up Baby by their debut album, It Won't Always Be Like This, released in 2021. And then two songs by their new album, Cuts and Bruises, that's Love Will Get You There, and then If You're Gonna Break My Heart. This album was released this year, actually. Like a couple weeks ago, actually. Yeah, Inhaler, they're a Dublin-based band. They were formed 2016 by childhood friends Elijah Hewson, Robert Keating, Ryan McMahon, and Josh Jenkinson. They're from Dublin, and fun fact, Elijah Hewson, who is the lead singer, is actually Bono's... son, Bono from U2, the singer, whose real name is Paul Hewson. There you go. And they're performing for everyone in Boston. They're performing here the March 18th. Yeah, my bad. They're currently touring Europe. Yeah, this is a cool band. I discovered them a couple months ago, I think, and then I thought they were cool, and then they released a new album, and I really like their new songs a bit more than the old ones, although the old ones are pretty good too, and that might be an unpopular opinion. Anyway, it is currently 1:41, which means it is time for a PSA. We know what you might be thinking. I have no plans for Friday, March 3rd, 2023. What could I possibly do? Well, you're in luck. You can see your favorite local Tufts bands live on stage at 51 Winthrop. Get ready to listen to the groovy tunes of Roman Barton Sherman, Chowder, Systemic Flow, Plum Island, and Toolbox. This is a students-only event, so if you're a jumbo, feel free to stop on by. Don't spend your Friday night alone. Come to 51 Winthrop at 7:30 p.m. on Friday, March 3rd, and get ready to rock. Be there or be square. A public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Beautiful day today. Not really. Winter storm. I was expecting more snow coming today, but luckily it's not as bad as I thought it would. Although my class wasn't canceled, but oh well. Next up, I will be playing, we have like, what, 18 minutes? I'll be playing some Strokes, maybe talk about them, and then we'll finish the show. Yeah. Let me see if I cue something up. Okay. So this next song is Undercover of Darkness by The Strokes from their album Angels. Enjoy.
Yeah.
That was The Strokes, Undercover Darkness, from Angels, Take It or Leave It from Is This It, their debut album, and Bad Decisions from the New Abnormal, their newest album from 2020, which was very successful. a little bit about The Strokes. They are probably one of the most iconic bands from the early 2000s. They pretty much, they're pioneers of, I don't know, pioneers, but they're probably one of the most important, if not the most important, bands for indie rock, and kind of they're known, or they're believed at least, to have started a revivaling movement of guitar-based rock music back then. Bands like the Arctic Monkeys are known to be heavily inspired on The Strokes, even being references to The Strokes in Arctic Monkeys songs. Yeah, they started off with Is This It in 2001, which is pretty simple, like riff-based guitar rock music. And as the albums progressed, they started incorporating a bit more sounds and different genres, like a bit, some little punk, a bit of punk and some synth sounds, and they always sounded, I think they always had a consistent sound, but while still exploring like not sticking to the same thing. Their second album, some people think it's too similar to the first one, but after that, I think it, which I would agree, I think, but they're both really good albums, but after that, I think they get a bit more different. But yeah, if you guys don't know the Strokes by any chance, which would be surprising, you should check them out. To finish the show, since it's 1:57, I will be playing one more Strokes song, and yeah, I will see you all next week with Ben. And yeah, have a lovely winter storm afternoon. Bye bye. This is You Only Live Once by The Strokes.